Greg Life. I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
There are groups we can work with, and we do work with.
That's Scott Yeager with the Environmental Council at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association on working with a spectrum of environmental groups.
The way I look at environmental groups, there's a spectrum there. There are groups we can work with, and we do work with, that we can get on the same page with. And they definitely exist, and we definitely do work with them and want to work more with them. Then on the other side of that spectrum, you have organizations whose sole job is to litigate. Earth Justice is one example of that. They are attorneys, and they litigate. That's their bread and butter. So for a group like that, that's one that you're just not going to have them see the light at the end of the tunnel. But, you know, for the ones in the middle that maybe are on the fence that are trying to decide between do we sue or do we work together with these guys, yeah, absolutely. And we welcome that engagement, and we try to engage as much as possible. But oftentimes we're put in situations like this where we have to react. We get hit with an adverse court decision that's going to put our guys in jeopardy and having to report this stuff. Then all of our time is spent trying to fix that problem instead of being able to be proactive and try to work more with these groups. So it's a tough situation, and it's a double-edged sword at times. Where do we put our resources to get the most impact to help our producers? And oftentimes it's trying to fix things like this, where environmental groups litigated and put us in a bad situation.
He says the Environmental Council's efforts continue to influence policy and hopefully will approve a top priority in the next farm bill.
You know, the hard part about anything in a farm bill is where does the money come from? Foot and mouth disease vaccine bank, that is an issue that we're working through, and we're finding ways to fund that. And that continues to be an ongoing effort. This is a proactive measure. You know, oftentimes we are reactionary, like I said before, with the environmental litigation. But this foot and mouth disease vaccine bank, it's being proactive. We're trying to get out ahead of a potential catastrophe. If foot and mouth disease hits this country, we're not going to survive it.
Now with more cattle news on Egg Life, here's Patrick Cavanaugh.
Thanks, Bill.
Nevada Cattlemen's Update has occurred in January for the last 40 years in Nevada.
That's Stacy M., the program leader for Herds and Harvest, and she's also the program leader for Nevada Risk Management Education with the University of Nevada Cooperative Extension in Mineral County, talking about a roadshow that she's getting ready to go on to meet with cattlemen and women.
What it does is it brings agencies and the university together, the Nevada State Department of Ag together, and to do topics and updates that impact the livestock industry, specifically the cattle industry, during the last year or that's going to impact them into the future.
It's all about getting the cattle industry all on the same page in Nevada.
Right, exactly. Well, and it's become kind of a social gathering, too, where everybody can come and meet and talk about some of the issues, and that's really a big part of the Cattlemen's Update that we hold every January. It is sponsored by USDA Risk Management Agency, the University of Nevada, Reno, Nevada Department of Agriculture, and then we have a list of local sponsors because we provide lunch and dinner at a lot of the sites statewide.
And she said it's all about traveling around different areas of the state and meeting with the cattlemen and women in their areas.
Exactly. So this year on January 8th, we'll be in Reno at the Cooperative Extension Office. That starts at 10 a.m., and then that night on January 8th, we'll be in Sierra Valley, California at 5:30 at the Sierra Valley Grange.
Yeah, I got to tell you, they are coming into California just south of Grass Valley there.
And then on January 9th, we move to Wellington, which is the Smith Valley area, and that starts at 10 a.m. And Fallon is the evening of January 9th at the Fallon Convention Center. And then the 10th, we head out to the eastern part of the state, so we'll be in Ely, January 10th, starting at 5:30. And then January 11th is Elko. That starts at 12:30 at Great Basin College. And then we end the week in Winnemucca, January 12th, and that starts at 10 a.m. at the Humboldt County Extension Office.
And you can see that's quite a roadshow they've got going on.
It is.
Again, that's Stacy M. She's a program leader for Herds and Harvest, University of Nevada. For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.